Welcome back to the Feeling Inspired podcast. My name is Mahesh and I'm your host. And today we're going to talk about credit versus debit. Credit card versus debit card. Which is which? You know, some got some deals, some exclusive deals. You get some miles, you do this. And, you know, you get a lot of different financial advice from random people. And, you know, it's kind of, especially on the internet, you see, watch video. And then next thing you know, you're thinking, okay, I got to get these deals, you know. And it's kind of a very tricky thing. So I'm speaking from personal experience of someone who used all debit cards for a while, for like most of my early adulthood. I used all debit card and I didn't have a credit card and I really didn't want one. And then I realized, okay, I need a credit card so I could build credit. Because I had plans of purchasing a home. And so I knew I needed to build my credit. And so I went ahead and ended up getting a credit card. And then I transitioned over to like basically living off of a credit card for at least 5 years. And did I get some rewards here and there? Yes, I did. But those rewards paled in comparison to all of the interest that I paid. So I paid way more interest than I got any reward. So anyway, now I'm in a very weird process of trying to transition back to the debit card. Yes, my credit is great, and I'm blessed to have that, but you know, these credit cards got me feeling like I can't live without them. And I wanted to just do an episode about that, because what I'm realizing as I transition over back to debit, because I really got to get the spending under control, right? The credit card situation, you get really used to, especially if you have a high balance, or not a high balance, a high credit line. So if you have like $20,000 credit line or something like that, it's easy to, one of the ways that credit works is it's a ratio. So they talk about how much, when they talk about credit card utilization, they talk about how much money are you using in comparison to how much you could be using. For example, if you have $10,000 credit limit and you're using, and you have $1,000 that you've already used, your utilization would be 10%. And so it's all about a percentage. So the higher, and keeping your utilization at a good, like a good low, they say, you know, anywhere, but you know, once you cross over 50%, that's where it becomes like not as good for your credit. So if you keep it 10, 20, 30%, you're good. So for me, you know, it's not bad. It's not messing up my credit. And there are certain things that I love, the way that credit cards have opened the door for me to get something now and pay later. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that there's something that can be a little tricky about spending money. And then you kind of start thinking that you have it to spend, but it's actually not yours. And then you have to pay it back. So you're spending money that you don't have. And that's what I'm working on. And I'm going to tell you, it's really tricky, because it kind of feels like taking a step back. Because like I said, for a long time, I never even used a credit card. It's like almost like taking a step back, because I have to do this kind of like check my balance, kind of my bank account balance, and, you know, check my receipts sometimes. And it's kind of, in a way, pushing me into like a little bit of a discomfort. But I think if you're spending more than you make, you should be feeling a discomfort, right? And I wasn't feeling uncomfortable. I mean, I felt a little uncomfortable because I knew I was spending more than what I was making, but I was just like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm still in a good utilization. It's all good. So anyway, I really wanted to bring this up because I realized this is kind of a national thing. International thing. It's a global thing for anybody who has access to a credit card. Credit card companies are going to give you all the incentives because they know that they're going to get their money back. I was visiting my auntie today, and she was saying, "Oh, I get so many offers, credit card offers." And she asked me, "Do you get, a bunch of credit card offers too?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, in the mail, right? And in my email, I get lots of credit card offers." And the reason why is not because they love me. It's because they know that there's a high likelihood of them making money on me, no matter what their special offer is, or you get the miles or whatever it is. So I'm at the point right now, like, to be honest with y'all, I'm at the point right now where I don't really care what the offer is. I'm to be honest with you, I'm really not interested. What I'm interested in is if I desperately need the offer that they're giving me, if I need that offer that much, what I'm interested in is to figure out how to increase my income so that I can do the thing. You see? So let's say, for example, if it's miles, and I'm like, "Oh, I want to get a credit card so I can get miles so that I can go to Hawaii." So what where my mindset is now is, okay, what do I need to do, or who do I need to become? It's another way of asking, what do I need to do? Who do I need to become? What steps do I need to make so that I can get out there to Hawaii? And I might put a time frame on it in the next 6 months. So what do I need to do? And how can I generate the income? So I'm not in this weird credit card game, which I really don't have time for. To and certain people that are like, okay, so this message goes for the majority of people, but there are certain people, and I have friends of mine that are like Excel spreadsheet geniuses. They love it. It's more like an engineering kind of thing. For people that are like the type of people that go with the to the grocery store with a shopping list, that they have everything out, and they're like, "Oh, okay, the cereal's, 4.25," and they go to the store and the cereal's like 4.50, and they notice that, cause I don't notice it. So, but they go there and they notice, and they say, "Oh my goodness, the cereal went up 25 cents. Oh, I don't think I can afford that because of my budget." See, for people that's like that, the credit card company deals, that's good for those people. For those type of people, I would say do what you're whatever you're doing, do what you're doing. Stick with the credit cards because you're probably getting all the rewards and not paying any interest. Credit card companies, and the deals and all these special things, it's not made for those type of people. If everybody did that, they wouldn't have any deals. Trust me. The reason they have those deals is for the rest of us, and I include myself in that, because when I go to the grocery store, I'm thinking about what I want most of the time. And that's something, maybe that's a problem. I go to the grocery store, I think about what I want. And it doesn't matter if I'm hungry or if I'm sitting there super full, I'm still about to be getting what I want, right? So I'm like, "Hey, I'll get this, I'll get that." And that's not something that I'm that interested in completely changing. I'm okay with creating a budget, and I've done that before, but I'm still like, there's people whose mindset is a little bit more free-flowing. There's certain people that do really well. They thrive on like 2 + 2 - 5 + 7 divided by this times that. There's people who really do really, really well with that type of, and then there's other people that their mindset is a little bit more looser. It's a little bit more, it's like creative, the creativity. It's not, there's nothing wrong with either. That's why for me, if I was to hire an accountant, I would be looking for somebody who loves crunching numbers. I would not be looking for someone like me. I would not be looking for someone who likes to go with the flow, because I don't want you to go with the flow on my numbers, you see? I don't trust myself going with the flow on my numbers. That's the reason why I'm trying to make this switch over to the debit. The point is that, I mean, to me, the reason why I wanted to have this discourse is because, number one, what type of person are you? Because when you watch these videos and people talk about all these deals, right? And it's like, well, what type of person are you? Are you the type of person that can really hold to this and get all of the discounts and all of the deals without paying any interest? Or are you more of like a kind of go with the flow type of person? And if you know you got $5,000 on the credit card, hey, you know what? I get paid in a couple weeks. You know, the interest, you know, I don't even know what the interest is, but you know, whatever. I signed the paperwork and hey, I got a credit card. So, because that's how I am. And maybe I can change or maybe I need to change, but that's how I am. And if you're one of those type of more go with the flow, you're not tracking every detail, credit cards are very dicey. I think they can be used for very specific things. I wouldn't say that you shouldn't use it, but it's just, it has harmed me and served me at the same time. So it's just some food for thought, and hopefully something in here was helpful, because I wanted to just share my story, because I wanted to just open this discourse up, because some of you may have been thinking, you know, I don't know what's going on with these credit cards. Every single time I turn around, there's $2,000-$3,000 on the credit card. And that's where I was at. And what's been working for me is I made the switch instantly over to the debit card. And that took care of itself, because I go in the store and I pick it up and I'll be like, oh man, I only got $500 in there right now. So do I really want to spend $30 on this little, you know, tchotchke, a little tchotchke? I want to spend $30 on that. You know, maybe if I had $1,000 in the account, I would, but I know I just did this over here, so I only got $500 in there until next week. So I definitely can't be buying that. So those type of thoughts are almost like foreign, you know, because I was swiping. Okay, cool. How much? $30. That's nothing. You know, it marked down from $75. I'm saving money. So, you know, let me put it to you like this. If you think these big stores are not hiring psychologists and people that study human behavior, you know, and you think these credit card companies are not hiring experts, PhDs, to try to trick us, you got another thing coming. So they're spending millions of dollars to get the advertising and the deal and visually all of that stuff to get us to almost fall into a state of unconsciousness, you know, and feel like they're quote unquote solving our problems. Right? They're solving our financial issues. Hey, want to do this? Great. Swipe the credit card and now you can fly wherever you want in the world. Look at these wonderful rewards, right? Is that the case for the majority of people? Absolutely not. Because if that was the case where people had no, they weren't paying any interest and they were just flying around the world, what kind of business model is that? Do you think they would still be in business? If they were just flying everybody around the world? I mean, you know, it's kind of like a common sense thing, but it's so easy to fall into it because everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. And it's almost like a status symbol, right? You see in songs, oh yeah, I got my black card, right? No limit, you know, no limit. I could go in there and buy a Ferrari, $200,000-$300,000, swipe the card, no limit, right? It's not a free car, you know, but you can swipe your card. You know, they're not saying, hey, you know, I got the black card. I just copped a Ferrari, right? I just copped a Ferrari for $300,000 and swiped my card. You know, then I had 18 months of no interest and then it went up to 25%. And guess what? I'm still paying it off. They ain't saying that in the rap song, right? But that might be their reality. Or, you know, I swiped the card and then, you know, I ended up having to return the car because I couldn't make my first payment or my fifth payment or my 50th payment, right? So let's just sit with this, you know, wherever you're at. You might be gung-ho for the credit cards. You might be gung-ho for, like, stepping away from the credit cards. It's not really advice on what you should do. It's more like to think about the type of personality and the mindset that you have. And how does it fit in and how has it been working? Because if we need to know if something works or not for us, let's just check the balances, you know, go to all the credit cards that you have, check the balances, pull up the history. It's all there. They don't make it as easy they don't make it as easy as they could, as how easy it is to spend the money, you know, because they make the, they still do these kind of antiquated, like, statements where you pull it up and then it's like a PDF and it's like, y'all optimized everything else. You see what I'm saying? You optimized every, they, on the statement, you'll see, and oftentimes you'll be surprised, oh, I didn't even know I had paid $40 in interest on last month. Because they have it in like antiquated statement, everything else is optimized for ease, right? But then the statement is in this antiquated PDF for a lot of credit cards. And that's not done by accident. It's not done by accident. So don't let that stop you. Pull up the PDFs, take a look, right? See what's there. You know, if your balance is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 consistently, and you're paying, you know, $20, $30 of interest, $40, $50 of interest every single month, odds are it's probably not working the best. Now, I don't know enough of the whole people's situation to say if it's working or not, but odds are it's probably not. Whereas if you go on there and you look at the, you look at your statements and you see, oh, all I'm getting is tons of rewards and I pay my credit cards off every month and I'm not paying any interest and I just get all these rewards, then it's working out great. Keep at it, right? And maybe you should record a podcast for me to listen to so I can figure out how to do that. But at the same time, that couldn't work for you and could not work for me. And that's totally fine. Right. And so my advice with this credit card versus debit card conversation is for you to just take a look at who you are and your life circumstance and really don't let the credit card company tell you if it's working or not. Take a look for yourself and take a look within. Right. Is it helping you toward your goal? So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Feeling Inspired, and I'm your host, Mahesh.